Just going to run this dog to see if we can find any type of human remains that are left.
Listen to Where Secrets Go to Die, The Disappearance of Derek Hennigan. From the Detroit Free Press, a new podcast set in the woods of Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Available on Apple, Spotify, Freep.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It was an elderly male. We believe he suffered a medical emergency during the start of the fire.
Do we know the root cause of the fire?
We're looking at a wood stove in the shop. It started in the shop that was in the rear of the property. Due to the heavy wind, the flames then spread very quickly prior to our arrival to the main structure of the house and also the main barn.
Chief, is it accidental?
There's no foul play. We do have state fire on scene to handle the investigation, but there is no foul play or anything expected at this time.
Are any animals impacted?
There's about 40 cows right now that were able to make it out of the structure. Unknown if any animals were lost in the structure. We have local farmers on their way to get the cows transported to another facility that a farmer here in the town offered up.
Estimated financial damages?
Between the house, the barn, and the shop and equipment, probably close to $750,000.
Broke out just after 4 p.m.?
Yes. Yeah, the fire started about 4:05 p.m. We had units on scene in approximately 4 minutes who were advising heavy fire conditions. Crews from Barneville attempted to make an interior attack on the house to protect part of the exposure of the residents. At that time, we experienced a flashover of the structure on the second floor. We had to pull an emergency evacuation, account for all our personnel. No firefighters were injured at this time.
Chief, could you name all the departments that arrived on scene?
Right now we have Stanlix Heights on standby. We have on scene Oriskany, Floyd, Westernville, Stittville, Holland Patton, Remsen, Poland, and Stittville. And Newport.
Where did you find the person that died?
He started having medical problems and they placed him in a vehicle to get him away from the scene. We had emergency personnel, medics, attend to him quickly. Unfortunately, he succumbed.
Was it smoke inhalation?
It's unknown at this time.
Okay, so he didn't make it out of the house. He made it to the car and then died after.
He passed away, yes. Okay. Yes, when he made it to the vehicle.
Anybody else?
We had heard that there were explosions on scene.
The explosion that we... That happened was actually a flashover of the structure. The second floor and the first floor. Then following the flashover, we had immediate structural collapse of the house.
Okay. There's popping as well. What was the popping sound?
The popping sound was some small propane tanks and also the power lines were arcing at the time. So we were hindered by the wind a little bit. This was a very wind-driven fire. As you can see, the wind's still going good.
And the power has been cut just to that home?
Yes, the power is only affected to the home, to the property.
What's the exact address?
Unknown at this time. Yes, also, just in Poland, we lost about 5 acres of field. Due to the wind, flames from the residents in the barn blew across the road, started catching the field on fire. Crews from Poland utilized brush trucks and off-road equipment, and were able to contain the brush fire also.
And how many residents were there in that house?
I believe it's a family of six.
And they were all home?
No, some people were at work.
Just going to run this dog to see if we can find any type of human remains that are left.
Listen to Where Secrets Go to Die, The Disappearance of Derek Hennigan. From the Detroit Free Press, a new podcast set in the woods of Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Available on Apple, Spotify, Freep.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.